The offensive is among the most sustained against the militants, who apparently retain control of at least parts of the southern town of Houta. Thousands of people were able to flee before the attack got underway Monday, but the government alleges some remain and are being used by militants as human shields. The town is in the southern province of Shabwa, where American Yemeni cleric Anwar al-Awlaki is believed to be hiding. Government officials say they do not think the cleric, linked to several terrorist attacks and on a U.S. killer capture list, is among those in Houta. There have been reports the offensive began in retaliation for a militant attack on a natural gas pipeline in Shabwa, but the area is for the most part off limits to journalists and the reports could not be confirmed. The campaign coincides with a visit Monday by White House counterterrorism advisor John Brenner. The United States has stepped up its support of the Yemeni government in its fight against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula since it was linked to a failed attempt to blow up an American airplane late last year. Steven Steinbeiser is the director of the American Institute for Yemeni Studies in Sana'a.
I'd be surprised if the timing was deliberately set for the days that the official was actually in the country. Normally, these things happen a couple days before or after, but it's usually not to the advantage of American officials to come into Yemen when there are actual kind of open conflicts going on in the country.
In the past, witnesses to U.S.-backed anti-militant attacks say the strikes have also killed civilians. The fight against al-Qaeda is just one of several in which Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh is engaging. Shabwa is also home to the secessionist Southern Movement. And in the north, the government has been fighting rebels on and off for several years. Vast areas of the country are largely beyond government control. Political analyst Steinbeiser says the general discontent is symptomatic of the major economic and social problems in Yemen, the poorest country in the Arab world.
Until people begin to feel calmer and begin to feel that there's more of a stabilization, then I think groups like al-Qaeda are going to continue to have great influence, especially among youth.
Steinbeiser says the government would do better to broaden the scope of its anti-terrorism campaign to include improving the economy and the education system. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.